What about, talking about oats, what would you say you did to oats to, you know, get the grain, away from the chaff and the rest of it?
Thrash them out.
Have you ever done that?
Mm-mm.
I don't know anything about it, so.
You have to thrash it out, though.
Say, if you're comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as...
as I am.
Mm-hmm. Or the other way around, you might say, I'm not as tall as...
as he is.
Okay. Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than...
better than I can.
Okay. What about this expression? Say, if we have to do a job together,
mm-hmm.
you'd say that and have to do it.
You and me is going to do a job.
Right, okay. In other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's for...
it takes two.
Mm-hmm. Not just one of us, but...
it takes me and you to do one job.
Okay. Say, if you and another, say when your husband was living, say if you and your husband were coming over to see me,
yeah,
and he was in the room, you'd tell me that and are coming over.
That me and my husband is coming over.
Right, okay. And if you were, say, knocking over the door,
uh-huh.
coming to see me,
yeah.
and you knew that I'd recognize the sound of your voice,
yeah.
and if I said, who's that? Instead of calling out your name, you might say, well, I'll open the door. It's just
me.
Yeah, okay. All right. Say, if something belongs to me, you would say this.
I say, that belongs to you.
Mm-hmm, right. If it belongs to me, you say this.
What? I'd say it belongs to you?
Yeah, you wouldn't say it's his. You'd say it's...
it's yours.
Right, okay. If it belongs to you, you say this.
That's mine.
Right. And if it belongs to him, you say this.
Mm-hmm, that's his.
Sure. If it belongs to her, you say it's...
it's hers.
Right. And if it belongs to them, you say it's...
belongs to them, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. You were telling me yesterday about different kinds of cornbread. What about other things that you can make with flour? Not necessarily bread.
Well, I don't know too much about flour. Because I never did have no time to mess with it much,
uh-huh.
no more than just biscuits or hoe cakes or things like that,
mm-hmm.
batter cakes.
Yeah. You ever make muffins?
Mm-hmm. I never did do that.
Okay. All right, what about this expression? If a man can lift real heavy weights,
mm-hmm.
you'd say he sure is mighty.
Stacked.
Right, okay. Or what about somebody that always has a smile on his face and he's got something nice to say about everybody? You'd say he sure is...
friendly.
Okay. Nice to find people that way, isn't it?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. What about a boy when he's growing up? Sometimes he reaches an age when he just trips over things and runs into things and stumbles over his own feet, you know?
Yeah.
You'd say he sure is mighty...
clumsy.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, what about a person that just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say he's just a...
well, I'd say he just ain't... that he's just terrible. That's all I know.
Right. Have you ever heard people use the word fool like that?
Yeah.
He's just plain fool?
Yeah.
Is that a strong thing to say?
Well, that's a sort of strong thing, yeah. But it's all right to say it, I guess.